So today's question comes from Kate, who writes, does the cork have any influence on the wine? Or is a screw top, real cork, or fake cork better for wine? So I think Kate just wants to know the role of the cork, and I don't think she's asking you what you prefer in that question, but there must be some differences with each of those substances.
Okay, Kate, do we have about 3 hours? Because this is a black hole topic.
Cork 101, right?
101, here we go. Cork, of course, historically, has been the closure of choice because cork is a natural product from the bark of trees, and it molds itself so well to being worked. It can shrink, it can be compressed and then expand, and so it forms a nice seal against the bottle, doesn't affect the taste of the wine, except where cork taint comes in, and that's the genesis of all these other solutions to closures.
So that would be the only influence on the wine is when the cork goes bad?
Exactly, and it's called cork taint, and it's when a little bacteria can attack parts of the cork itself, and it's very rare. It used to be somewhere in the 2-3% of bottles were cork tainted. Today, the industry efforts have made it way, way less than that. But along with those industry efforts to make cork better, come along screw tops and synthetic corks. Fake corks, according to Kate, but the synthetic corks, okay? Extruded plastic, okay?
That's so fancy.
Yes. Screw tops are actually a very interesting solution because they eliminate a tool. They eliminate a corkscrew that separates you from your wine, okay? And if you're stuck on a desert island without a corkscrew but a lot of good wine, you hope it's got a screw top.
But that's not, that doesn't, it doesn't have any influence on the wine, so don't look at that screw top as something bad, right?
No, you don't, because the level of excellence of screw tops today is much different from what it was 20 years ago when things were introduced. You know, screw tops were, they leaked. They allowed SO2 to be eliminated from the wines quickly, so the wines matured way too fast, and they weren't protected. Today, with the level of quality, you can, as a winemaker, dial in specific levels of screw top closure so that you want a fast aging wine or a slow aging wine. It's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool. My least favorite solution are the plastic corks. They are real tough to get back in the bottle. They look kind of fakey, but they have some indigenous problems with them too. But screw tops are a good solution. I love cork. I'm willing to put up with cork taint because I love the cork closure. In fact, a recent one of the major wine magazines in the U.S. did a survey of its readership on, do you prefer cork to a screw top, knowing that you might get a corked bottle of wine? And the overwhelming majority of people responded that they prefer cork because they love the ritual of opening the bottle.
I never thought of it that way. It is, you do have to have the corkscrew handy, but that's how we've all done it for so long.
Exactly.